18.
Charles was a quiet boy. He didn't enjoy playing with other children and wasn't interested in school. The only things that fascinated him were plants and animals. He spent most of his childhood alone, observing nature. Following his father's advice, he went to theology school to become a church minister. But the classes didn't interest him. His true passion was botany. Luckily, at school, he met Professor Henslow, who saw Charles's enthusiasm and encouraged him to follow it. One day, Charles received a letter from the Navy. They invited him to join a research team as a naturalist on a long trip. He later learned that Professor Henslow had recommended him. The team boarded a ship called the Beagle and began a 5-year journey to the West Indies. During that voyage, Charles observed many plants and animals. While recording what he saw, he began to develop the idea that all living things gradually evolve in response to their environment. At the time, no one paid much attention to him, but his thoughts would go on to change science forever. That boy was Charles Darwin. His journey inspired The Origin of Species, a book that changed the world.